Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into your phone call. Still to come, Swedish animal regulations of insanity. But first, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave. Hello, Dave. New Hampshire Dave going once. New Hampshire Dave going twice.
Oh, here I am.
Oh, wow. There he is, Dave.
Sorry about that.
It's the Ridley Report, Dave. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk. Actually, I have more questions than information to get. I want to know a little bit more about Freedom Fest that you guys are planning out in Keene.
Oh, yes.
Are you still planning on doing some civil disobedience, some gambling and stuff?
We have, this was actually an issue of contention between the activists. Should it be promoted as an episode of civil disobedience or not? We ended up deciding, whatever, however you want to look at it, to not promote it as civil disobedience, but to simply promote that gambling will be occurring. So there will be some, you can call it civil disobedience if you want to. We are looking at it as we're just going to live like free people. And we're not throwing it in their faces or anything like that. We're not, you know, going to go to the government people and explicitly tell them, hey, we're going to do this. We're just going to promote the event as we would normally promote the event on television and on the radio and in person. And we're going to include the mention that gambling will be occurring. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to have somebody videotape. I don't know if I'm going to be out there or not. April 19th.
That's correct. It's a Saturday. I know for a fact that at least one person will be there with a camera, plus myself. So I think you can count on at least two cameras being present.
That's the beauty of this stuff, is now this stuff's going on all over the state videotaped. So, it's not necessary for any one person to be anywhere for it to get taped. It's just this widening network of different people, shooting video.
Yep, and I know for a fact that Free Minds TV will be there as well, so I imagine they'll have a camera on the scene also.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to, broadcast, the show from there or something?
No, I don't think they're going to broadcast. That would be way too much work.
I just mean record it and then air what they shot there.
Yeah, they're definitely going to take some footage and do some interviews and absolutely cover it, for sure. It's their event. I mean, it's a combination between FreeKeene.com and Free Minds TV, which are two of the sort of activist groups here in the Keene area.
Is it just that one day it's going to be the 19th?
That's correct. It's a 3-hour event from noon until 3. Anybody in New England that wants to come up and hang out with
one day is not enough for you? What do you want, a sleepover too?
You basically you guys just hang out sort of just south of downtown, right?
It's in the middle of downtown Keene on Main Street. And what it is, the purpose, and anybody can do this in their area, the purpose of the event is to reach out to people that just happen to be shopping downtown at that particular time to, give them the opportunity to introduce themselves to the concepts of liberty and maybe play a round of poker while they're at it. So it's just going to be more of a fun kind of an event, more of a social atmosphere and a little bit of outreach. So there's going to be a little bit of outreach going on and there's going to be a little bit of gambling going on, and so it should be very interesting to see what happens as far as the governmental response, if any, to this particular event, because A, it is not permitted. There is a permitting process, but from what I understand, they can't arrest you for not having a permit, so we probably shouldn't encounter any trouble from that aspect. It probably will be the gambling aspect that will bring us trouble, if any.
All right.
I predict they're going to leave us alone, personally, but maybe I'm just too optimistic.
That's what Keene Police did last time. We did something sort of similar to that about a year ago. We sort of some of us wandered up and down. There were some miners with everybody had backpacks. They were going to refuse to allow searches, and I think it was alleged that there was a miner that had alcohol in the backpack or something like that, and they didn't bother us on that one.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not going to bother us here either, because the question becomes, if people are doing civil disobedience or if people are obviously not following the government's silly laws, what is the best possible response for government? Because they only really have two responses to choose from. Number one is to crack down, and number two is to ignore you. Or I guess there's kind of a third possible response, and that is to intimidate you into you stopping your behavior. But presuming you're going to continue and not be intimidated, then they only have really two possible responses. And it will... if they ignore us, then they will last longer. If they crack down, then it will only just amplify the trouble that they will continue to experience at the the hands of these activists that will continue on doing more of this activism. So it should be interesting to see what happens.
All right, good stuff.
Anything else going on in your world, Dave?
Nothing real exciting. I've been kind of slow the last day or two. Especially I had that big video with the surveillance video that the feds shot.
That broke out on the internet. You got a bunch of several thousand views on that one.
I think I'm at like 20,000 now.
Pretty cool. Dave, thanks for your call tonight. You can go see his stuff at RidleyReport.com. It's a great YouTube channel to give you a window into the world of the activists here in New Hampshire and see what's going on. Dave is really out there covering a lot of stuff that's happening that we can't talk about at all here on Free Talk Live because there's really so much happening.
There does seem to be quite a bit.
I was with an activist recently, and he was lamenting the fact that it was hard for him to determine what to do, in that there were so many different things to choose from. He was having a difficult time figuring out where to go and what to do. And I
here
said,
in New Hampshire.
Yeah. I said, that is an awesome problem to have. I have never once been faced with that dilemma until I moved here to New Hampshire. And here you can do as much or as little as you want. There's so much going on, and if what you want's not happening here, then start it. Someone else will join you.
There's so many flavors that of liberty activism that go on here in New Hampshire that people actually argue about,
which one's right or
whether
effective.
That's right or wrong. Where you are, no one's arguing about it.
It's just not happening. So, there's some really neat stuff happening here, and, of course, we continue to bring you the inside scoop on what's going on. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince. Vince, Indy, going once. Vince, Indy, going twice.
Hello.
Hi,
there
Vince.
Is.
Yes. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I watch this book TV on C-SPAN.
Oh, boy, that's
sometimes
exciting.
Sometimes I'll put myself asleep.
Yeah, it sure will.
But some of it's pretty interesting. They had that Indiana law. They were the National Booksellers Foundation is opposing that Indiana law that they passed.
This is the one about adult books?
Yes. You know, if people decide after June 30th of this year that they're going to start selling, and what they said was this Brent Steele, who's a Republican, and this other gentleman who's a Democrat, they said this had bipartisan support.
Of course. Or,
you know, bipartisan effort to limit your freedoms of expression. But it was to help track where cities didn't have zoning codes to help track undesirable businesses.
Mm.
You know, say such as Victoria's Secret or Priscilla's or...
So wait a minute. Why would Victoria's Secret have to register under this law? As I understood it, it was a law that that prohibited or didn't prohibit, but it forces businesses that sell adult like novelty items. I guess I thought it was just books or movies. You're saying anything?
Well, they sell books. I mean, they do sell magazines or they're
at Victoria's Secret. I guess I don't know.
But they distribute their catalog.
Oh, they have a catalog. I guess that would count, huh? So with printed material, is that what clarify the law for me, Vince, because I'm not sure I understand. Is it anything with printed material, or does it also include movies, or is it any media?
That's what's unclear about it. If it's about dancing or media or printed materials.
Vague laws are the worst kind of laws.
You know, there are examples in there. Or you got this, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Well, from our perspective, it's the worst kind of law, Mark. But from the government's perspective, it's the best kind of law because it gives them, a wide variety of options to enforce on us.
Yeah.
They like vague laws. It makes it easy.
$250. It's one time charge.
Once a year or only once?
Yeah, it's paid through the Secretary of State. Secretary of State has the enforcement of this law.
Well, Vince, best of luck.
I was going to share with you something personal.
Yeah.
Because I'm an accountant and part-time lawyer sometimes.
Quick.
But
short on time.
I do a karaoke sheet machine.
Yeah.
And I was in a bar here about a year or so ago, and the state ABC, a control officer there.
Uh-oh.
I had the video, and I have videos of these the people sing along.
I wish we had more time, but we're out of it. Thank you, Vince. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOBcreekrange.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 31st, 2008, gold, 939.40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $965.35, $475.90 for half, $237.95 for quarter. That's $965.35, $475.90, and $237.95. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April the 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns, flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. That's KNOBCreekRange.com. KnobCreekRange.com.
800-259-9231. Bring up anything. To Sweden we finally go to discuss the world of pet regulation. Because government just keeps getting bigger, eventually it will get itself into areas that you never thought government had any business being in, or that you're shocked and surprised that government is even bothering with. What's happening in Sweden, Mark?
Well, apparently they're regulating pet ownership in just crazy ways. Sweden's Board of Agriculture has issued an extensive set of new guidelines for regulating how pet owners treat their dogs and cats. Treat their dogs and cats. Among other things, the 15 pages of new guidelines set specifications for how often dogs and cats receive food and exercise.
Wow.
The size and design of their living quarters. As well as the...
Wait, are these recommendations or laws?
No, they're laws.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Regulating, guidelines regulating.
Okay, so just checking.
The size and design of their living quarters, as well as the quality of the air Swedish pets breathe.
Wow.
Yeah. As though you have any very much control at all over the... does that mean that...
Oh, I'm sure there's a device they'll sell you, Mark, that'll help clean up your air quality. Some politically connected company, I'm sure, manufactures them.
You'll love how they managed to justify this. It's awesome.
All right,
the rules have been in development since 2005 and are designed to ensure that dogs and cats have the opportunity to feel good and behave in a normal manner.
Some government task force has been working on this day and night since 2005, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. It's funny. They have the opportunity to feel good and behave in a natural manner. How does a dog living in a house behave in a natural manner?
Nothing natural about that.
There isn't, no. I mean, dogs followed around groups of cavemen or whatever you want to call them, prehistoric men, kind of living off the scraps and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the cavemen didn't mind it because they were essentially their deep freezers when they, they'd let them eat off the mammoth carcass there. And then the dogs would follow them around, and then they'd kill a few dogs when they were hungry and didn't have any more meat. So that's how it all started, at least the assumption is, and I believe it. So how do dogs and cats behave in a natural manner? And how are these rules going to help that? Does that mean the cat can pee wherever he wants? Is that what it means?
I don't know.
It's kind of natural, isn't it?
It's awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
I've heard bad things about cat pee.
And we had rules for the care and handling of livestock. Here's the justification. As well as for small caged animals.
Uh-huh.
But nothing for dogs and cats, says Cheryl Jones.
The house is just a big cage, Mark, so we need... I mean, if you can cage... If you've got regulations that regulate the small cages, then we have to regulate the bigger ones.
Yeah. For those of you out there that think that the government's legitimate role is to regulate businesses and how they go about it, here's the justification for regulating your pet ownership is we're regulating livestock already.
Yeah, that's so typical, by the way. It's not just remember, this isn't just something that's going to happen in Sweden. This kind of crap can happen here in America. There are places in America where they've banned certain types of dogs. Pit bulls, for instance, have been banned. So don't think this kind of stuff can't happen here. They love to share bad ideas around. And this is frequently cited as an excuse. I've heard this excuse here in America, too, in various different areas, not necessarily pet regulation, but wherever the government wants to stick its nasty little nose next.
Well, we already regulate this.
Right.
And it's a natural extension.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Cheryl Jones Fur, yes, it's spelled F-U-R, is a zoologist with the board's division for pets. She explained that the rules come about to fill a gap in existing regulations rather than because of any specific spike in cases of animal abuse. So there's no good reason for this. It's just because some bureaucrat was sitting around eating a donut and drinking some coffee and said, hey, you know what? We're not regulating enough animals.
Right. And well, it's not as though there would be a reason, not as though that if somebody were abusing their animals that would be a reason to regulate everyone, but usually it's an excuse. Usually that's the excuse they'll use. There will be some real-life case of some jackball not feeding his dog and, someone finding out about it, and then they'll say, this is tragic. We're going to need a law to stop this in the future. But here they're saying, there was no incident. We just, we needed more regulations. Because that's what government does. It expands its scope and its size and its complexity and its intrusiveness, and it will never stop until people finally stop putting up with it.
It's bizarre. If anything, we are a bit behind in developing the rules, she says. The guidelines...
There you go. Competition between governments results in more rules and regulations, not better product services or,
right.
You know, like it does in the marketplace.
You get competing legislatures out there. What are they going to do in order to make themselves better? The only thing they can, legislate.
Right. They want to be the leaders in the world of regulation and legislation.
And the media complains when there are do-nothing congresses out there.
Yep.
So, obviously, we want them to do something, which is... Well, obviously, create rules to control our lives.
15 pages of them in this case.
Yeah.
For the pets alone.
The guidelines mandate, for example, the dogs and cats should be checked on at least twice a day and should have their need for
Thurston
social...
Howell voice, is that what that is?
That's what that is, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Swedish are snotty. Thurston snotty, that's where I'm coming up with.
Okay, all right. I don't think that's very nice to the Swedes. How do you know they're all snotty?
Well, not the Swedes in general. The Swedish government, I guess, is what I'm all saying. Because obviously they know better.
Yes,
I don't mean
we have Swedish listeners.
Swedish people in general. I'm talking about the Swedes in government.
Right. Especially not the ones that send us money from the amplifier program.
And clearly they know better how to regulate their citizens than we do. They've got these pet regulations now.
Okay, give me some more examples. What else?
They should have their need for social contact satisfied. Pets, I don't know what that means.
That means you have to take them out to see other dogs, right? We're talking about dogs right now, right?
I guess. We're people, you know.
Oh, okay.
Dogs and cats need to be checked on a couple of times a day and have their need for social contact satisfied.
Your kid, you can lock him in the closet. But your dog.
I'm sure they've got rules for that, too. Pets kept indoors should be within view of a window allowing sunlight and dark. You can't keep them in a lightless room. And dogs kept outdoors should have access to both sunny and shaded areas as well as protection against wind and rain. Now, I think that everybody does this, right? I mean, I suppose there's some vicious weirdo out there that chains his dog out in the sunlight and then, you know, just right out in the elements and doesn't give him any, like, a tarp to hide under or anything.
Yeah.
But who does this? Who doesn't do this? Levels of ammonia and carbon dioxide in the air must be kept below 10 parts per million and 3,000 parts per million, respectively.
What happens when I'm in there with the Windex bottle?
I don't know. I don't know. How do you know how many levels of ammonia and carbon dioxide are in the air?
You'll need to have a monitor.
In addition,
every house will be mandated to install a monitor of these things. There'll be an alarm that goes off. Like the carbon, yeah. Like, well, we've got carbon monoxide alarms.
Carbon monoxide. This is carbon dioxide.
Well, it's just another alarm.
Yeah.
You can just have a whole row of them down your hallway.
Blinking lights that every time the power goes off, the damn things just blare. They all just go off. It's awful. When one of those things just goes off on their own.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's terrible.
Hey, there's more to this, right?
Yes, there is.
Okay, 800-259-9231. How micromanaging can this get? How much further could they go with this? I don't know if we should even give them any ideas. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality, original-style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in Rife technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse. It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network. Live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Dry cracked heels used to be a real problem for me. It was so embarrassing, I wouldn't even wear sandals. Then I discovered Calyx Ointment. Calyx is diabetic friendly and really different because Calyx exfoliates naturally with fast-acting enzymes. Now my heels are baby soft and my feet look great. If you have dry cracked feet, you need Calyx Ointment too. You'll find Calyx at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty and their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. Sounds like it'll also be a fun networking event as well. That's libertarianseminars.com. 800-259-9231. We continue here with this crazy story out of Sweden about how they want to regulate pretty much everything in regards to your pets, your dogs and cats or birds or whatever it is that animals are that you love, and the environment that you keep them in. Sweden wants to tell you what the the air quality has to be like, how many windows the room has to have that the pet is kept in. What is it? Just recap real quick some of these last nutty regulations that they're imposing on everyone.
Well, dogs and cats should be checked on at least twice a day. Sounds good. Should have their need for social contact satisfied. If they're kept indoors, they should be within a window, within view of a window allowing sunlight. And dogs kept outdoors should have access to both sunny and shaded areas, as well as protections against wind and rain.
Now, you're using the term should, but you clarified earlier that these are regulations. This is not a book of suggestions.
And once you sort of, who's going to enforce these mandates? Are they going to have a bureaucracy put in place?
Dog protective services. How much is that going to cost? Or animal protective services.
Are they going to be able to come into your home without a warrant and just look, poke around?
That's what they do with the child protective services.
But for the things that people are doing already for their pets? I mean, if you treat a pet,
they have to verify.
Unlike these rules say, you're going to have a really bad animal on your hands. You're going to have an animal that's very unhappy with life.
There are people out there like that, Mark.
There are people
that abuse animals, and they're sick, and they're weird, and now they're suggesting here that there's going to be some government agency that's going to be investigating these things.
It would seem to me that if they abuse animals, they probably already have a law for that and don't need to create a bureaucracy. The police
can
handle
it. But I think what they're saying here is that abuse of animals goes beyond just physical abuse. They're suggesting here that, yes, everyone knows that beating your dog with a blunt object is abuse. Everyone would agree on that. But they're suggesting that not checking on your dog twice a day is also abuse.
And having their need for social contact met.
I'm in agreement with with that particular recommendation. I think dogs and cats should be socialized, and they should have enough opportunity to be with you. But some people, they feel differently, and who am I to tell them how to raise their pets?
Some people, the dog is just a guard dog.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
In addition to regulating individual pet owners, the rules also extend to doggy daycares, which are required to ensure that dogs which can't get along with one another can be separated in order to avoid conflicts.
Hmm.
They aren't doing that?
Who aren't doing what?
The doggy daycares aren't separating dogs that can't avoid conflict. I mean, are they handing back little Foofy, all tore up from the pit bull that, mangled him in the yard there? I mean, what kind of pointless rules are these? Officials hope to set the new rules. They hope the new set of rules will make it easier for animal inspection authorities to investigate cases of animal cruelty.
There you go.
Animal inspection authorities. Previously, inspectors had no regulatory support to which they could refer. It's hard to convince owners to change their behavior without having something that specifies what is acceptable and what isn't. Jones Fur.
They needed a law to point to before the regulators would come and say, hey, we want you to do this and this and this. But now they're going to be able to say, well, it's the law,
because
that's so persuasive.
I would like to caveat what I'm going to say here ahead of time with, I don't think there should be rules in, keeping your pet or keeping livestock.
Mm-hmm.
As unfortunate as it is, some people treat animals. I just don't think that, I think it's a slippery slope. If you tell one guy that he can't beat his mule, then you're telling somebody else that they can't slaughter their cow for hamburger.
Because where do you draw the line?
Right.
And who draws the line?
However, I do like laws that are more specific than laws that are vague. Even if the law is totalitarian, and even if the specifics, are stepping closer and closer to the line of tyranny, I like specifics simply because that way people know, yes or no, am I doing this? You know what I mean? And the previous rules...
No, because people don't read the law.
At the very least, they can point to... They can if they want. I've looked up laws in the past, and, I've gotten specifics if I chose to get them.
I like one vague law. Do no harm.
I agree.
I like that one.
I agree with that. I understand where you're coming
Everything
from.
Everything else is superfluous.
And why is that?
Because do no harm covers everything.
But
you don't need to have
harm to humans or harm to animals.
You don't need
do
to
no
have
harm to humans.
You don't need to have individual definitions for exactly all of the possible ways that one could do harm.
I ate ham today before I came. Did I harm someone? Something.
If someone needs to be paid restitution on that, then we could look at
what
that.
What about
issue.
The pig? It was definitely harmed.
Yeah, but don't think you can pay restitution to the pig.
I'll be harming another pig soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Most often,
if you stole the pig from someone, then the owner needs some restitution.
Yeah. Most often, those convicted of crimes against animals result in fines, though Jones Fur said it would not be unheard of for people to receive prison time as well. Sweden already
what
has.
What are you in for? Well, my air quality in my house was...
I wasn't socializing my kitty enough. I had, kittens, 9 of them, and they said I needed to spend a half an hour with each, and then I had to go to work. Sweden has already some of the world's toughest animal welfare laws, says Jones Fur. And she believes new guidelines will ensure that life as a dog in Sweden is good. Most animals have it pretty good here, she said.
Yeah, as though kept animals have bad lives in general.
Yeah. That's from thelocal.se if you want to go look up Sweden regulates pet ownership.
I mean, this. I want to go back to the question of who decides, right? Who decides how what the regulation should be? Who decides what is appropriate? Who decides what is abuse?
I know the answer. It's never me.
Well, that much is probably going to be
never,
true.
Never ever me. It is never ever you.
Right.
It's always somebody else.
Well, even if
and
you,
that person knows better how to live your life than you do.
Well, even if you somehow magically get elected and anointed the one to decide these things, you will not be the one who enforces the laws.
That much
you will
true.
Not be the inspectors. You will not be the bureaucrats administering the program. And you will certainly not be there a few years later when the program changes in ways you never expected it to. But under the heading of who decides these things, it's like you said, Mark. You never know who these people are going to be, so inevitably somebody else could get into power, and they could be one of these crazy animal rights activists.
Yeah,
that
PETA could get in charge of this bureaucracy.
That believes that, you know, even though you've got the cleanest air for your pets to breathe, and they've got two windows to look out of, and that they're visited five times a day instead of two, and that, you know, you've more than satisfied all of these crazy regulations, there are people out there who believe that keeping animals, period, should be just not allowed. They believe that the appropriate place for animals is out in the wild, and if they had their druthers, tomorrow morning everybody with a cat or a dog inside their house would just let them out the front door, and they'd be free again. This is what they want. They want ultimate freedom, in their mind, for these animals. The freedom to go and die in the wild, apparently, because you know, a lot of these animals have been very domesticated.
Right.
And
if PETA had its way, I would have to release Senor Grouchy Pants to the great wilds where
yes.
he could tromp on the savannah. But what they fail to understand is that Senor Grouchy Pants is a 22-pound, morbidly obese cat with no testicles and no claws. Now, he came to me with no testicles and no claws. I am not morally culpable for chopping off the ends of his little fingers.
We did. We lobbed off Ravage's claws. And boy, is he the better cat for it.
Well, that's
so much more fun.
That's that was your choice. I, however, did not do that. I think that I like the idea of putting little rubber things on the nails.
It's
more
like
work.
Pain.
It is more work, but I believe that in later in life that they can feel pain, phantom pain in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there evidence for that?
Well. They lick their little paws a lot as they get older. I mean, what other evidence do you need? Speculation. Anyway, I didn't do it and haven't chosen to do that.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free. Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Anything you buy in 41 categories to shop in, even stuff that you don't actually get, like intangible products that you download, you don't really can't possess, will still get a percentage. It's a varying different the percentage varies usually based on the amount of stuff we sell, so you won't ever see anything on your bill. It'll never have a line item saying, well, X percent went to Free Talk Live. You just have to trust us that if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, new, used, Free Talk Live will get a cut. In fact, I got the numbers back from January, and we weren't down that much from the Christmas season. It was like $1,800 in December, only down to $1,000 in commissions in January. So moving up, moving on, the Free Talk Live listeners continue to purchase all kinds of interesting products for themselves at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So join them. The prices are great, and the brands you recognize, there's really no reason not to. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. All right, so the pet thing, we pretty much cover all the bases on that, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy amounts of regulation coming out of Sweden for the world of pet owners. And just wait until some American politician gets wind of those ideas and decides to implement them over in, you know, California or something like that, or Oregon, or that might be where it starts. But you never know when these things are going to pop up. And then you have to ask yourself, are you prepared to allow some government pet inspector to come into your house to make sure that everything's okay with your litter box? Really? Because that's the direction we're talking about going in here. I mean, it is an excuse, by the way. This is a good excuse for government people to come into your house more often. That just means they can find more stuff that's wrong for them to bring you up on charges with or demand that you fix or else.
They'd like nothing more.
So look out for more of that in the future. Now, let's actually change gears a little bit and focus on an agency. I guess that's not the right term. Focus on a group, an entity, that is actually helping people on a day-to-day basis in America. I interacted with this particular entity today. As a matter of fact, it is the Big W, the biggest employer in America, Wally World, Walmart. Now, people love to hate Walmart, right? People, I mean, everybody.
Walmart's terrible.
Everybody can find something out about Walmart they don't like.
I saw Keith Olbermann complaining about, last night, and it sounded like he had a pretty legitimate complaint. And you know what? National media coming down on a company that's making a mistake is a good thing.
Sure.
But, you know, there's some woman who apparently had some medical insurance issues. She used to work for Walmart. Walmart was suing her for some reason. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I just heard it briefly. But, you know, I think that when a company does something bad, and there's plenty of stuff in the news about Walmart doing bad things, I think you need to give them applause when they do something good.
I think generally what Walmart does is very good.
Absolutely. They provide lower prices every day to millions and millions of American people worldwide.
Many people who can't afford to pay more. Having those low prices helps keep dollars in poor people's pockets.
Or
let
them have more stuff.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can do whatever you want with those dollars. Mm-hmm. The point is, if you can make your dollar go further, and that's what places like Walmart and other discounters help people do, then that's in just so incredibly valuable. It's almost incalculably valuable.
Right. And people that are worried about the little mom-and-pop shops, as far as I'm concerned, protectionist legislation that gives welfare to people that can't run businesses that are as competitive as Walmart stinks.
Before we go on to praise this particular company, I'd like to say I have my own objections with Walmart and the way they do business. I don't appreciate their censorship policies, for instance, but I would never buy my music from Walmart in the first place. But as far as, you know, a good place to go to get a bag of cereal, some toothpaste, and some toilet paper, I mean,
kitty litter?
Yeah.
It's good for that.
What's going on? What happened here? What's the story about, Mark?
Shortly before Hurricane Katrina made landfall in the U.S. Gulf in the morning of August the 29th, 2005, the chief executive officer of Walmart, Lee Scott, gathered his subordinates and ordered a memorandum sent to every single regional and store manager in the...
He's the head of the organization.
...imperiled area, right. He's the chief executive officer.
Yeah.
His words were not especially exalted, but they ought to be mounted and framed on the wall of every chain retailer and remembered as American business business's answer to the pre-battle oratory of George S. Patton or Henry V.
Hmm.
A lot of you are going to make...
This is what he said. This is a quote?
Yes. A lot of you are going to have to make decisions above your level, was Scott's message to his people. Make the best decision that you can with the information that's available to you at the time. Above all, do the right thing.
Hmm.
This extraordinary delegation of authority essentially promising unlimited support for the decision-making of employees who were earning, in many cases, less than $100,000 a year, saved countless lives in the ensuing chaos. The results are recounted in the new paper on the disaster written by Stephen Horowitz, an Australian school economist at the St. Lawrence University in New York. Before I go on with that, I'd like to remind people that little statement was made before the hurricane hit. Now, many, many, many hurricanes, hundreds of hurricanes have hit the United States over the last hundred years.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes hit the United States all the time. Sometimes Category 5 hurricanes hit. They had no idea that Katrina was going to be the level of natural disaster that it was.
It wasn't Katrina that was the natural disaster.
They didn't realize that the United States, no one thinks about these things. The United States government's Army Corps of Engineers built this levee system and that the New Orleans
botched
was,
it.
Yeah, 10 feet below sea level, that it had really no business in being there at all, the city itself, any more than, building any city 10 feet below sea level makes any damn sense. But people rely on the government, and Walmart CEOs are really no different. They imagine that, it's there, it's got houses and stuff, that's a real legitimate place.
Yeah.
It made Andrew look sick in comparison. So he had no idea what the level of devastation was going to be.
Sure.
When he made this statement. And, it just shows his level of dedication to the customer that much more. While the Federal Emergency Management Agency fumbled about doing about as much to prevent essential supplies from reaching Louisiana, Mississippi as it could to facilitate it, because they really did do as much to prevent them as they could to facilitate, the Walmart managers performed feats of heroism. In Kenner, Louisiana, an employee crashed a forklift through a warehouse door to get water for a nursing home. A Monroe, Louisiana store served as barracks for cops whose homes had been submerged. In Waveland, Mississippi, an assistant manager who could not reach her superiors had a bulldozer driven through the store to retrieve disaster necessities for community use. and broke into a locked pharmacy closet to obtain medicine for the local hospital.
Well, that has to be like a crazy violation of, you know, there's all kinds of laws surrounding the pharmaceuticals.
I'm sure.
Who knows how many laws were broken right there, but well, hey, it was the right thing.
Where were the cops?
Yeah.
When you talk about your stinking laws, where were these stinking police officers? They were busy
looting
stores.
Right.
Or they had left town. It was the Walmart employees that were still there.
Mm.
Meanwhile, Walmart trucks preloaded with emergency supplies at regional depots were among the first on the scene wherever refugees were being gathered by officialdom. Their main challenge in many cases was running the gauntlet of FEMA officials who didn't want to let them through.
Yep.
They wanted people to dehydrate and die rather than let Walmart come in and give out some water. God, the government's so incompetent. As the president of the brutalized Jefferson Parish put it in September the 4th, Meet the Press interview, speaking at the height of nationwide despair over FEMA's confused response, if the U.S. government would have responded like Walmart had responded, there wouldn't have been a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
This benevolent improvisation...
But the U.S. government will never respond in that way, no matter how many staff changes they make, no matter how restructured the organization, no matter how much extra funding, it cannot possibly respond in the way that Walmart and other private agencies do, because it doesn't have the incentives. It doesn't, and it never will.
This benevolent improvisation contradicts everything that we've been taught about Walmart by labor unions and the small is beautiful left. We are told that the company thinks of its store management as a collection of cheap, brainwashed, able replacement parts, that its homogenizing culture makes it incapable of serving local communities, that a sparrow cannot fall in Walmart parking lot without orders from Arkansas, that the chain puts profits on over people, and that the actual view of the company, verifiable from its disaster response procedures, is that you can't make profits without people living in healthy communities.
I bet there's
That's
more
the
to
truth.
This. Is there more to this story? Because it sounds so
it
good.
Is.
We probably should continue it tomorrow because we're short on time. But I'd just like to say...
I don't know if there's enough to continue tomorrow, though.
Okay, well, then maybe we'll just continue the discussion.
I think we've got the idea, the gist of it.
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, this big evil corporation, right? I was standing there at the customer service desk today taking back a product that I didn't need anymore, and I feel so bad because, you know, some of these products are so hard to get into. You have to tear the hell out of the packaging in mm-hmm. order to get into it. But they took it back, issued me a full refund. And as I was standing there waiting, I looked. There's this little board over there that shows how much money that one store has contributed to charities in the area. In 1 year's time, over $600,000 contributed in 2007 from one Walmart to various different charities.
Wow.
So, these people that are anti-Walmart, I just don't understand what their issue is. They just hate business. I think that's what it is. They hate big business. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.